Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's time for Red It Up, Episode 7, recorded Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. Internet Slowdown, Dreadnoughtus, and George Clooney's Satellite. Welcome to Reddit Up. This is the show that covers all the stuff happening on the social news network site, website known as Reddit. I'm Chad Johnson.
I'm Sarah Lane. I was about to be like, who the hell are you?
I'm done saying my stuff and just peace out.
Reddit is the place where we like to say memes sort of start and flourish and propagate across the rest of the internet. A lot of internet, not just chatter, but popular things and videos and great links are shared on Reddit every day and voted up and voted down, and it's just a wonderful place. So that's why we here at TWiT said we need to do a show that's Reddit based called Reddit Up.
Woo!
And then Chad and I sat down and started doing it.
There's so many different communities and people on Reddit, so we hope that we complement your Reddit experience with our little show. Let's start off with the top stories. So, the battle, was on r/blog. The battle for the internet is now. Join us for Internet Slowdown and tell Congress to support an open and neutral internet.
So this is all in response to Congress saying, okay, we're going to have to figure out net neutrality rules going forward.
And the cutoff day for sending in your comments to the Congress is imminent, is very soon. So that is one of the reasons that they're doing this. So this is from Reddit's blog, and they're basically saying, hey, this is what we're doing on the site. Whenever I go to Reddit, you get a big pop-up sort of in the center that looks like, you know, it's still loading, it's slowing down. And then you have spots to fill in your name, email address, actual address and stuff to help sign the sign a petition.
Well, because it's raising awareness and it's also giving you a little peek into how the future might be.
Yes.
If you're not somebody who has deep pockets and can pay for those internet fast lanes. There's actually a really good explanation by Drunk Admin, that is a Reddit user, on what a citizen is able to do about the net neutrality issue. Because you might be like, well, I'm just a regular person. How is anybody in Congress actually going to listen to me? This was actually submitted by user Schlockin. And it's kind of cool. I mean, it's cool because it's actually not that hard at all. So if you think it's difficult to contact your lawmakers, there are a few steps you can take. For example, if you want to add your comments to the FCC's public comments area, which they have been asking for, fcc.gov/comments. That's easy. That'll be in our show notes, by the way. You go ahead and click through particular questions, fill in your information. And then, of course, if you're siding with – it's kind of interesting because it's like not that Reddit – Reddit allows people to think whatever they want to think. But the official stance with Reddit is net neutrality all the way.
Yeah.
Like,
we need to make sure.
Save it.
Right.
So Drunken Admin says – what you say is that I want internet service providers classified as common carriers. There's a lot more information at battleforthenet.com.
That's a great resource. Now, there's more net neutrality news and topics coming up later in the show. But for now, let's move on to what was posted in r/funny.
Just a guy walking behind us. Just
by TizBlizzle21. Ricky Gervais just found out how to save himself $350.
How so?
With this lovely image.
That's cool. What a cool case.
iPhone. It looks like he's even used the charger cable from the iPhone, like the lightning cable, to wrap it around his wrist. Like, he didn't even go out and get rubber bands or anything.
You know why it's cool, though? Because when he... I'm trying to think of a situation where he would have to, like, beat his fist the top of his fist down on something, it's kind of like a case.
It
like
is.
A rubbery.
Yeah, what if he was walking and it gets bumped by a doorknob?
I'm like, you know when you do this?
You know, all the time. Aren't we just all the time.
At the gym, for example.
Right.
You might, you know, hold the barbells and come down kind of hard and hit something.
Your knees.
Then your phone won't shatter.
Your knees of steel.
Good work, Ricky Gervais. You know, I just decided to go with the 4+. The 6+.
The 4+.
4+. Yeah, it's a new product. Haven't heard of it yet.
This guy with a truck, and it was a great deal. I got it at the side of Walmart.
4+.
Yeah, this is a 4+ iPhone.
No, I got the 6+, and I'm actually worried. And I think
going to be able to like find one. Probably. What are you worried about?
I'm worried that it's too big.
Oh.
Why do you think I'm not going to be able to find one?
I like
how big they are?
Everyone wants the 4+. Every iPhone user that
I actually don't want it at all. But I'm getting it because it has the better features. Anyway,
which better features?
Optical image stabilization in the camera.
That doesn't come in the 6?
No, it does not, Chad. Were you even at the event yesterday?
Wow. No, I was switching it.
Right. Right, you were with us.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Anthony was.
Yeah, where were you?
Where was
you're I? You're just
I
out
was...
to lunch, you know?
Sorry.
Just thinking of, I don't know, daydreaming. And then also it does landscape app screen mode.
Oh.
Which the 6 doesn't do.
What?
So in my mind, I'm like, I can only have the best. And when given a choice, I have to get the best. So now I have a phone that's way too big for me. I will quite soon. But that's neither here nor there. This is actually kind of fun. World's first message sent from brain to brain. This was submitted by user Tilm. And the situation is that, okay, so there was a team.
I'm fascinated by this.
There was a team. Part of them were in India. Part of them were in France. That's like 5,000 miles in between
really
each other.
Really far away.
And they were able to send thoughts. 4 participants participated in this study. This is, you know, a team of researchers, of course. Age between 28 and 50, so a variety of ages and brain capacity and whatever. And one was assigned to a brain-computer interface that was transmitting the thought that was where the thought originated. The 3 others were assigned to receive the thought. So the first participant was in India, was shown words translated into binary, and then had to envision actions for each piece of information. And then they could move their hands for like a 1 or their legs for a 0, because obviously binary is only zeros and ones. And basically, long story short, this stuff actually works.
It worked. They sent thoughts I forget who was where, but India to France.
It's almost like mind encryption.
I'm so
that was then decrypted.
About this.
I know,
because they also did it with no one in the participation had surgery. All of this was just stuff you could just lay on your head,
right?
And
for anybody who's listening to the audio version, there's some kind of crazy photos of what these people were wearing on their heads. But
this is the next step. Like, my favorite sci-fi of all time is Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
And in that, they communicate all the time. They have a cyber brain in the series, and they are all the time doing stuff that is like telekinesis, where they're communicating with other people. Their stuff is like flying in on their view, and this is like the first step. Now, this was from a human to another human. I don't know how analog was this. Could we implant that? Like, could you record that somehow? And it's so exciting. The possibilities are so fascinating to me.
Electromagnetic induction was used to stimulate the brain's visual cortex. This is kind of the science-y part of this, from the outside. And then the signal was able to pass successfully to the 3 other participants. So starts in India, right? Started in India, is able to go to France, 5,000 miles away. And then French person is like, yeah, I got it. And then disseminates the information to the other people that are also
so
remote. This
cool.
was a team of researchers from Harvard University, by the way.
They didn't need someone in India and France. Like, they could have just done it room to room, but makes it so much
it's
more
cooler
impressive.
That way. It's cooler that way.
So
the mind, it boggles.
You know what else is pretty cool?
What?
Castles.
Yes.
That you make yourself.
Like sand castles or... Crystal castle.
Concrete castles.
Okay.
Made out of concrete. This is from Futurology, where a father, Papa Nixon, well, this is submitted by Papa Nixon, made a...
The subreddit is Futurology.
Futurology is the subreddit. Made a 3D printer that uses concrete as the filament. And you can see this amazing image from, I assume, his backyard or wherever.
I don't know. What are you going to do with that
printed
thing?
A castle.
I mean, really?
That is so cool.
It's not the even a bouncy castle. Like, it's not... What are you doing there?
What? Let your child's imagination run free.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, you could do anything. What would be neat is if, like,
you're actually limiting the imagination because you already 3D printed what you think the castle should look like.
But you could print anything. You could decide whatever.
In my day, no kid had a castle in their backyard. Kids these days are spoiled.
I wanted to do something like this where they use, like, a weak epoxy and sand, and so you could make a sand castle that you could then, like, knock down. That would be really neat.
Eric in Michigan in our chat room says, it's Minecraft in real life.
It is!
That's why you like it so much.
I do.
What do you think about the whole Microsoft Minecraft thing, by the way?
I don't think it's...
It's not a done deal.
I don't know. Definitely it's not... I mean, it's like... And YouTube is Twitch is going to buy... Or Twitch is going to get bought by YouTube. Like, you know, it's like, that didn't happen. Something did... Like, it's still...
Because it got bought by Amazon.
Like these rumors... one thing is that Notch has not, from what I've seen so far, I haven't checked in, like, about 24 hours, but Notch didn't tweet about it. And he is, like, a prolific, like, person that's like, no, this is fake, and no, So if he didn't tweet about it, it makes me suspect that something is true, something is up. But it's also very early days of the rumor mill.
Chad does a Minecraft show here on Twitch, and is a Minecraft enthusiast. So that was sort of our little...
The Wall Street Journal was the one who originally reported that. Microsoft might be buying Mojang.
Yes. All right. So Tuber Maculatum posted in the science subreddit. This is great. You probably heard of this because it was within the last week. That paleontologists unveiled a new dinosaur called Dreadnoughtus. 85-foot long titan whose fossil is far and away the most massive ever discovered. I don't really have anything to say about this except that is the coolest name for a dinosaur ever. And by the way, I have a friend who is kind of a science buff. You know, she always knows the answers to these stuff. And I said, what are the rules for naming a dinosaur? I mean, if you're like, okay, well, I'm the one who found the fossil or the parts of the fossil and this is not...
Cerasaurus right here.
Yeah, exactly. Is there, you know, what are the limitations? Kind of like, you know, a homeowners association. And she was like, nope, you can name it whatever you want.
Wow.
So Dreadnoughtus was something that they had choices and they decided that's what it was going to be.
Wow. Are those the bones that they found so far?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty neat, huh?
How do they, like, I've looked at actual bones. How on earth do they know, like, that neck bone was supposed to go there?
Because they are paleontologists, and that's
smart.
Why they are what they are.
I know.
You know,
I wanted to be a paleontologist.
I felt like the Brontosaurus was such a mighty creature, and now we've got Dreadnoughtus.
Dreadnoughtus.
So there you go. Hey, we're finding out about our past more and more every day.
Yeah, yeah. I really wanted to be a paleontologist when I was younger.
Because you
did. Dig in dirt all day. It was the younger me.
Sure.
I don't want to do that anymore.
No. I don't either.
I'd rather be in an air-conditioned studio.
Well, you know, you could be a paleontologist who... Well, anyway, yeah, I don't know. You're probably not going to be a paleontologist.
You're like, there's still a chance, Chad.
I mean, your life isn't over yet, but I'm like, you're just not going to be one.
No.
Just if I could go ahead and call that.
Things have moved on in my life.
Hey, should we take a little video break?
Yeah.
This is 99 Red Balloons played with Red Balloons.
What?
Submitted by Confused Grasshopper.
Oh, hey! This is Songs to Wear Pants to Andrew. What was his last name? Wow, that's really good.
Isn't the song 99 Luft Balloons?
No, what? Is it?
Yeah. So where'd they get red balloons from? Is Luft how to say red in German?
Red
Maybe it is.
No.
It was called 99 Luft Balloons.
What? This is a contention, apparently.
Okay. Not on the show.
Okay. So, I don't know. I always assumed it was Red Balloons, but apparently there's controversy. This guy actually made my theme song.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. You have a theme song?
I have a theme song. That's where I got OMG Chad from.
Oh, okay.
This is like in 07 or 08, maybe. Maybe 06. He was commissioning songs. I paid him like a few hundred dollars, and he made this song. OMG, it's Chad.
Oh yeah, I know that song.
That song, he made it. He was the guy who made it. So now he's big on famous on YouTube.
Adorbs.
I knew him before that happened.
Well, it's freaking creative. I will give him
absolutely.
That.
So let's move on to the AMAs of the week. This is Ask Me Anything, the subreddit where famous people, interesting people, normal people, say what they do or who they are, and people can submit questions to them, and they normally hang out and answer them.
Yeah, so this was actually a really good AMA this week, obviously very timely, submitted by Julie P. Samuels, who is part of a larger group. We are WordPress.com, Namecheap, Amanda Palmer, Alexis Ohanian, Reddit co-founder, and the team from Tomorrow's Internet Slowdown in support of net neutrality, Ask Us Anything. So this is actually, it's not just timely, but it's a perfect example of probably a lot of people on Reddit saying, well, we want to participate, but maybe we need some clarification on a few things. So this is a great opportunity for the community of Reddit to ask people who are kind of champions of net neutrality and the future to answer questions.
Right. Cammy Cam asks, who are net neutrality's friends in Congress and who is on the fence about it?
So, and this is kind of cool because people from the community are also answering questions during this AMA because the people who are hosting the AMA are not necessarily the only people who know the answer. So Pessiminski from WordPress.com says, battleforthenet.com has a good rundown of who's on the right side of the net neutrality debate in Washington. Just go to the scoreboard. Slowly but surely, some important members of Congress are coming out in favor of net neutrality and joining Team Internet. Nancy Pelosi, for one, just the other day.
Wow. Then Bart Finn asks, maybe we can have a proper debate. What are the best arguments against net neutrality rules?
Aha, because, there's some people who do argue against it. M. Masnick from Tech Dirt says, the most general and reasonable argument against net neutrality revolves around the idea that we should be wary of regulating the internet. And indeed, this is a legitimate concern. The problem is that it's not a debate between regulating the internet and not regulating the internet. The internet is already regulated. The question is, what kind of regulations will there be?
That's a good point. Ears and Heard asks, what is the biggest success of the net neutrality movement so far?
I answer from Fight for the Future says, well, I can't speak for the great work that Free Press and others have been doing for the last many years. But in terms of this recent fight, I think the huge victory is that all of a sudden everyone is talking about Title II reclassification, which is the only real path the FCC can take to protect the internet in the public interest.
There's some good stuff here, so please check it out on r/IMA.
It's truly one of the best places to get a huge resource of information so that you can arm yourself with the knowledge to make your own decisions about what you think should happen.
Absolutely. Then who else was on?
Oh, Victoria. Victoria, Reddit's Victoria,
she's a communication coordinator.
Yeah, she works there, and she's kind of famous, and everybody knows Victoria. So she actually did her own AMA. I am Victoria from Reddit. Ask me almost anything.
I love that. I just want to mention, like, we've talked to Victoria before. Mm-hmm. She's just basically their community go-to person. So Manny N asks, "What do you type exactly what people say?"
Victoria's username is Tutor, by the way. And she says, yes. And this is when she's helping somebody with an AMA, correct?
Right.
Because
so
often she's typing the answer.
Yeah, the famous people, they need someone to help them through the
facilitate.
Process.
Facilitate. Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's like, what is this Reddit
Right, and sometimes
syntax?
They won't even type, like, they'll dictate to her.
So she's actually helping a lot of these along.
Yes.
She says yes, as far as typing exactly what people say. Absolutely. Even the ums, pauses, grammatical ticks, you knows, deep breaths, and I'm trying to include gestures too, but it's hard. You can even convey tone of voice using formatting.
Yep. like italicized stuff and bold and things like that.
I don't think I've ever seen an AMA response from a celebrity that said something like asterisk deep breath.
Deep breath.
But I would like to.
Breathes intently, stares deeply into my soul.
Right. Maybe I just need to pay attention. Yep.
So Crop Brawler asks, hey, hi, Victoria. How do you guys deal with AMAs that don't go as well as you'd hope for, like Woody Harrelson or Morgan Freeman? Any reaction of their PR agents?
Because both of those were good examples of AMAs where it's like they didn't really know what the whole spirit of the AMA was.
And people get kind of offended.
You know, and the celebrities sort of like,
no, let's keep, like,
what do you think, you know me?
Right. And then sometimes it's like, well, let's keep it to the movie.
I'm here promoting my movie.
Exactly.
And that's just like,
even though
Woody Harrelson was there.
Right.
It's not really about that.
Right.
Okay. So Victoria, AKA Tudor, says both of those AMAs were before my time. I try to help out with as many AMAs as I can to educate people and prevent Rampart Experiences Part 2. There are a few things that can really help boost an AMA's success. Devoting enough time and being genuine. You can't phone this in. You have to care. I think that that's why so many of the AMAs that have been really successful, Big Lebowski, somebody help me. What's his name?
Jeff Bridges.
Yes, Jeff Bridges. He had like this really genuine answer. We talked about this a few weeks ago on the show about like why he and his wife have been together so long. And it was like, I mean, I would never think to ask him that if I got like 5 minutes with him, but it was so, it did
Snoop
seem
Dogg,
very
like,
genuine.
Snoop Dogg's done it a few times, but his last one was so funny. Oh my God.
Was it genuine?
It was so genuine. He was like, he'd even ask his own questions. Like, he would be
that's awesome.
He's like, what's your favorite type of food? And he'd be like, potato. Oh my gosh, it was such a good AMA.
Maybe he was just stoned.
I'm 100% positive.
I want potatoes.
That he was on
some French fries.
Something.
I want some scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
All right.
Operation Henaresi asks, Woody Harrelson, any chance he might come back for a second try?
Victoria responds, I wish. I think he could totally redeem himself. I'd love to help him. Woody, you heard it here. Victoria on Reddit would like you to...
We know you watch, become the we're calling you out.
That's right. Right. You're not doing True Detective Season 2, so you're obviously watching this show. You have nothing better to do. So, yes, it's time for you to become the darling of Reddit. There's still time for you.
Still time.
There's still time for you. Other AMAs this week that are worth mentioning, Denzel Washington. We mentioned last week. He's participated in his Reddit AMA this week. Plus Michael Cera and Kieran Culkin, who are on Broadway together in a new performance. Lenny Kravitz and Norm Abram and company from This Old House.
That's...
And I don't know what that is. Is it a home improvement show?
This Old House. Yes. It's one of the things that's like on, I think, PBS that's like, it's been running for years.
Isn't This Old House kind of what Tool Time was like
probably
made off of in the sitcom?
With This Old House, normally they're at the house. It's almost like Twit, but for home improvement because they're in a house.
Oh.
They walk around. They go, like, someone's installing plumbing and they'll be like, so what are you doing here? Oh, what technique are you using? Which tool are you using? Which products are you using? It's very much like Twit, but for home improvement.
You guys, I'm sorry. I just have to, like, respond to our chat room for everybody who's watching live. People are like, you don't know what This Old House is. No, I don't. I've never watched it before.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So
I don't know anything about home improvement. I rent. What am I going to do? What am I going to fix?
I don't know. Yeah. Our chat room's going insane. I hope that we got it right, but whatever. AMAs coming up this next week are the Trailer Park Boys and Jonathan Goldsmith, a.k.a. the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, so he's the one who doesn't always drink, but when he drinks, it's Dos Equis.
Yes.
So his name is Jonathan Goldsmith?
Yeah.
But doesn't he play like he seems like a Latin man of some kind? Well, maybe he is.
I don't know where that character
doesn't
is.
He have an accent?
He does. He definitely has an accent. It's crazy.
I guess it's because it's Mexican.
I mean, he's a meme in it himself.
Like, very much so.
Like, I don't always carry the groceries from my
car.
But when I do, I carry them all at once and can't get through the door.
Yeah. Good
absolutely.
One.
And then also RuPaul.
RuPaul from RuPaul's Drag Race, and also You Better Work, CoverGirl. That's a song.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No?
I'm sure it's a song.
That's how RuPaul first came on the scene many, many years ago.
Okay. Sure, that's a fact.
Work it, girl. Do your... Okay, so, yes, those are the AMAs that are coming up. Trailer Park Boys, by the way, is it's an HBO show, I think, or Showtime. It's odd.
Sure.
It's an odd show. I don't know if we've got a lot of Trailer Park Boys fans out there. Maybe I should give it another try. I only saw a couple episodes several years ago and wasn't sure what I thought of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I haven't.
But I do know that the show was on hiatus for like a really long time, and it's finally coming back. So that's obviously really good news if you're a fan, and that's part of the reason that they're doing
it's
the AMA.
Actually, so it was
Josh RTD apparently is
on Showcase, and now it's on Netflix.
Yes, it's a Netflix original now.
Netflix original.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Well, good on you, Netflix.
Awesome.
Didn't they do that for what's it called? Friday Night Lights as well.
Yeah.
Didn't it end on Netflix?
Yeah, well, and same thing with Arrested Development is.
That's what I'm thinking of. Friday Night Lights ended some other way.
Friday Night Lights.
It was Comcast or
something
weird.
Like that.
All right, the subreddit of the week, which is the part of the show where we just highlight it, one of the many subreddits that you can be part of and peruse, is called Drunk or Kids. And this one's funny because it's a bunch of examples of things that somebody might do if they were a child or inebriated.
And you have to decide.
For example, tried to go water skiing in my bathtub and fell on the sharp rail and had to get stitches on my chin. Now, to
tried
that...
Tried to go water skiing in his bathtub.
Now, you would think, like, well, that sounds like a drunk person. But that also sounds like something a kid would do because they'd be like, look, Mom, I'm a water skier. But, oh, now I have to get stitches.
Yeah, and then once you, the kind of a feature of this subreddit is that the poster will also put into the thing at the bottom, into the comments, they'll just say drunk, and that's a comment, and kid, and that's a comment. And so you'll vote based off of which one you decide to upvote.
Right.
So you can see, and it has the, how many votes.
Another one, friend woke up in the middle of the night, sleepwalking, and urinated onto the face of another attendee at the sleepover. I mean, that's, again, sounds like classic drunk person.
What is it? So if you click in, you hover over that black bar and drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk. That was drunk. Absolutely wasted.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Good.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. That is, it's one of the more interesting subreddits, really.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because,
of course, when the answer is drunk person, then you're like, Oh,
yeah.
So that didn't end well.
Yeah. Threw up in a McDonald's, threw up in the drive-thru of McDonald's, causing everyone behind me to drive away. Which one?
Because they're
not
hungry anymore, of course.
Now, if you scroll down,
I would say drunk.
The best, they say drunk was upvoted the most.
Yeah.
Kid only has 55 points.
Yeah.
It turns out it was kid.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a kid. He threw up everywhere.
Poor
so
kid.
So
oh, that's the worst. He's probably like such a bad day because the kid wanted McDonald's, you know?
Yep.
I wonder if they still actually got their food because they were still in the drive-thru. Was everybody behind them?
I'm not sure.
I wish I knew the answer.
I'm not sure. So
actually,
let's move on to Ask Reddit. The idea is that someone on this subreddit poses a question that anyone can answer, and many times you get the best answers from Ask Reddit. This one is, what is one line from one episode of a TV show that can help someone else can instantly identify the show?
Basically, you say a line, and then the other person is like, I know exactly what TV show you're talking about because it's one of the, like, signature lines.
Right.
So we're going to do something a little different this week. Usually we read a bunch of, answers from people on Reddit, and then Chad and I sort of chime in. But we're going to have Karsten, our producer, read the lines, and then Chad and I will compete to see
who
can name the show the quickest or at all. Karsten?
Are you ready, Chad and Sarah?
Hand on buzzers.
We are ready.
All right, our first quote is from Kay Blanche. No soup for you.
Seinfeld.
You are correct.
Ding, ding.
Our second quote is from Krusty Krishna. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Oh, gosh.
Simpsons?
No. Oh. Screw you guys, I'm going. That's South Park.
South Park.
Chad is the winner. Our next quote comes from Pastel Flamingo 150. They're minerals, Marie. Jesus Christ.
That sounds like Bob's Burgers or something like that. Or like Family Guy. What is that?
Josh, shut up.
Josh. Josh says Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Dang.
But seriously, shut up. Okay, keep going.
Titty Twister 9000 says, do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
Archer.
You are correct.
Archer, yeah.
I'm sucking.
I was like, pew, pew, pew.
All right.
Archer.
Salinger Paradise says, there's always money in the banana stand.
Arrested Development. Sorry.
That one. Correct.
I don't watch that either.
Yeah.
Well, I got served on that game.
Dang.
Those are fun, though.
Wait, one more. Swimmer 202 says, smelly cat, smelly cat.
Friends.
What are they feeding you? Sarah gets it just by a nose.
I'll give it to Sarah. I never really watched Friends, but my brother was obsessed with smelly cat.
I see.
And we actually named one of our house cats Scat because my parents wouldn't allow us to name it smelly cat. So S-Cat, Scat.
You know. Scat is worse almost because that sounds like something different.
Something different. Yes, I know.
Your mom probably didn't realize that
part.
We
call her Scat Cat. Scat.
You know, MC Scat Cat was the one who did the rap duo with Paula Abdul in the song Opposites Attract.
I knew that because I am such an aficionado of rap.
It's maybe the worst rap in the entire world.
Well, anything with Paula Abdul in
also,
rap.
Also, like, how is your rap name MC Scat Cat? That's really bad. And he was like a cartoon cat in the video. Anybody? It was like 1989. Okay, let's move on to the Today I Learned section of Reddit Up. Today I Learned, a.k.a. TIL, is where we all find out really interesting pieces of trivia.
Cool facts.
Yeah, that are you could
that
almost
are obviously know.
Yeah, and it would be severely frowned upon, and you would be called out if you just made up something. So in general, this is actually true facts.
Right.
Okay. So I'll start. TIL. This is submitted by the Internet Addict. TIL. Today I learned in the late 70s, in protest of homosexuality being classified as an illness in Sweden, Swedes called in sick for work with a case of feeling a bit homosexual.
I love that. I'm sorry, I'm
Sweden,
feeling a little bit homosexual
just
today.
What can't you do?
I love it.
Gosh,
love it.
Love you.
And this one, the next one was submitted by James No One N. Today I learned that U.S. now consumes $2 billion worth of mayonnaise each year. And I didn't know, but mayonnaise, this is something that I learned, mayonnaise is like number one on the condiment scale.
You know,
I never use mayonnaise.
I never use ketchup. But I would tend to agree with you just because of like ketchup on fries
right.
And you know hamburgers and hot dogs and all that
stuff.
I didn't
know mayonnaise was nearly that popular.
Mayonnaise is the best. I mean, I went years. No,
what?
No, no. Just let me finish. All right. I went years thinking like, oh, mayonnaise is so greasy and gross and oily
yeah.
And like bad for you. Have you actually had it though?
Yes.
Because once you sort of just get past maybe the consistency and or color or whatever. It's like the best thing in the world. You dip almost anything into
it's
mayonnaise.
Bad salad dressing.
Know what I ate the other night? Sardines dipped in mayonnaise.
That is so
know what it was?
Gross.
Delicious.
Oh my
it
God.
Wasn't gross. It was good. And
oh
I'm going to do
man.
It again tonight because I don't have any other food
wow.
in the fridge.
Okay, right. Well, there's that.
Okay.
You are part of the $2 billion problem.
Correct.
I'm
loud
States
and proud, has. Man. Loud and proud. Amelia Clark GG submitted this one. Today I learned most of the money George Clooney makes off his Nespresso commercials, he spends on a satellite that surveys Sudanese war criminal and dictator Omar al-Bashir.
This is so crazy.
Well, it's not that crazy because I know George Clooney has been very involved
it
in
just seems so
the liberation
specific.
Of Sudanese
yes.
and that, you know, kind of the civil wars that's been going on for a really long time. But I didn't realize he had a satellite.
I didn't know.
Or it was contributing a lot of money to it. Because
like,
you know he's making bank off of those Nespresso commercials.
Nespresso is really rolling
mm-hmm.
it in, racking
yeah.
it in. I would have assumed that he gave to, and this might still be the case, that he gives to a charity, and this is one of the things that the charity spends on. But it's the way it's written is like he hands money over to a satellite company, and they just point this thing. Like it's him that's doing it. So very specific. It kind of blew my mind. So next is from K47SU. Today I learned that the 1883 eruption of Krakatoa produced the loudest sound ever known. It reverberated around the globe 7 times before diminishing. It could be heard 4,000 miles away, and people within 100 miles had permanent hearing loss.
Holy crap. So Krakatoa is in the East Indies, I think, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, Carson's saying yes, it's Indonesia area. That would suck. Like, I was 100 miles away, and now I am deaf. I'm a deaf person.
I had seen something also in r/videos, I feel like, in this last week of it. Here it is. It's actually the top upvoted. This is a different volcano.
This is off the coast of Bali?
Something like that. And they're taking video of it. And I had no idea that a volcano could erupt this loudly.
Oh, yeah. It's like a crazy... I mean, is it a sonic boom?
Well,
is that
it looks like, look at the air.
Breaks the sound barrier.
Coming off of it, it really looks like it breaks the sound barrier. I had no idea that geological stuff could do this.
I didn't
comes
either.
Here a shockwave.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Like, it's so
before
crazy.
Watching this video, I would have thought that today I learned wasn't true, but... I had no idea that there was that. Like, you would think that Earth wouldn't be able to move that fast.
Also, I've seen that video. It's made the rounds, you know? Yeah. Like, and it's always on Twitter. It's always like, this is the craziest, you know what, I've ever seen in my life. It's always, like, the same thing that people say. And my question is, like, why does the boat not, like, immediately start going away?
Screw it. Let's
you know what I mean? Because it's kind of just going, like, parallel still. And everyone's like, whoa, crazy. Whoa. And the person's just still shooting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would just be, like, heading for the hills.
I'm gone. I'm done.
Like, I don't care what's happening. Like, that's a volcano. Let's change course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a fraidy cat, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, so we also have our own subreddit. The show Reddit Up has our own place on Reddit that we would like you to also be a part of. It is r/Reddit Up of all things. That's where we post our show notes. So anytime we say, oh, yeah, our show notes are going to be there, you can always go to Reddit Up and see where our new episodes are as well. And, you know, news about the show, mm-hmm. and people can talk to each other, and we'd love to have you there. And, of course, also you can go to twit.tv/RU. That's RU for Reddit Up. And subscribe to the show. That is how you can make sure that you don't miss the show. Of course, we record it live on Wednesdays after TN2 at about 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. But if you subscribe, then it gets delivered to you, and you can watch, on your mobile phone, on your Apple TV, on your computer, all that good stuff. So you've got lots of options. Thanks to everybody who joins us each week.
Perfect. And we're doing things a little bit differently this week.
Oh, we are.
We're
going to
send you off with a little bit of our awe of the week.